didn't have much action.
Well, coming off a year where I was a little banged up, just got to continue to get better each day. That's all I do. Grinding, it's nothing different for me. Continue to be me.
Offense, any difference in your mind? I mean, things that they're asking of guys?
Nah, it's pretty much the same. Everything's been pretty much the same for me. Just good to be back out here healthy.
You feel like there's some stress to try to get the ball deeper a little bit more in these practices, work on that aspect of the passing game?
I mean, North Turner's offense is based off of that. I know we ain't really go deep too much last year and anything like that, but I mean, that's what it's based off of. And I mean, we're going to stress that no matter what. We're throwing a little bit more deeper balls and just going to continue to get better at everything.
What was your reaction when they ended up drafting Treadwell?
I mean, you got it. This NFL is a revolving door. There's going to be new people every day. So, I mean, I already knew somebody's going to be here eventually. That doesn't matter to me. I'm not in competition with anybody else. I feel like everybody got to be in competition with me because I set my own standard. I'm not living up to anybody else's standard. I'm living up to mine. So they're competing with me. I'm not so much competing with them. I'm competing with my own standard.
How much do you think the injury did have an effect on, first of all, your availability, and secondly, your ability to produce?
I know if you ever had a broken rib, it's not too good. And early on, it was pretty hard, but I got back in the groove of it a little bit. And, I mean, I was able to produce. Things was rolling on the offensive side where Diggs was producing. Then we had Mike Wallace already. So it's kind of just circumstances. I mean, this is a business. Not everything happens in the business way that it's supposed to. I wish it had. And, I mean, it's just, if it was all fair, I think I'd have been out there. But it's a business.
Yeah. What was the frustration level, though, just for you? I mean, trying to kind of work through it, knowing that had, I mean, you weren't real outgoing about the fact that you were trying to get through a broken rib at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I grew frustrated a little bit, as anybody would. I mean, I'm a competitor. I want to be out there. I want to help my team win. And when knowing I'm able to go out there and give them everything I got and produce. And, I mean, but it's hard to be too frustrated when you're winning games. And that's the biggest thing for me. We winning games, I'm happy. And we went out there and won a lot of games. So, I mean, we just got to continue to take steps, continue to take those next necessary approaches and get better for the next this year.
Back to full health. What do you think you can be this year?
Anything I want to be. It's my standard.
So do you have certain goals set?
Every day I have a goal to come out here and get better with. I write it down in my book every day, and I just take it one day at a time. I don't have no statistical goals. My goal is just to be unstoppable, so that's my goal.
All right. Thanks.
How big of a deal was you guys gathering in Orlando? How much was accomplished in those, whatever it was, 4 or 5 days down there?
Oh, I think it was good. I mean, you got to see the guys. You ain't seen them in a long time, and got to go out there and hang out in the heat a little bit, and it was nice in Orlando. And it was just good just to get out there and throw around, get some work in down there with Tom Shaw and all those guys, see how they operate. And I thought it was great, man. It was great to be back with those guys.
How injured were you last year? I mean, I'm sure Tim hit you with some of those questions, but we just hopped in. How hurt were you? Were you more hurt than we knew?
I mean, have you ever had a broken rib? I mean, yeah, I had a broken rib. And if you don't know, I mean, it's hard to smile, let alone do anything else. I tried to push through it a little bit if I could. But they keep, like, if I was running, certain movements that keep coming out and everything. But, I mean, it's part of the game. You get injuries, and we all know that. We just got to keep fighting back and battle through it.
Would it actually pop out of place?
It did early on. It'll just, like, click. It'll be like a clicking when I would step and try to jog.
But back to 100% now? I mean.
Yeah. I'm back to 100 now. I mean, obviously, I'm not all the way 100 because they've been getting us right here in the weight room, which is breaking down our legs and everything, but it's helping us on the back end. And so everybody's out here getting a lot of work in and feeling good. I mean, I'm feeling great.
How do you